We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Let's head out to the guest line right now. We'll chat with the Pro Football Hall of Famer and Alan Faneca. We'll chat a little bit about football and also his battle with epilepsy and the Steps Towards Zero initiative. Alan Faneca, appreciate the time as always. How you been?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So what do you want people to know about the Steps Towards Zero initiative?
Well, the Steps Towards Zero movement was launched by SK Life Science, and our goal is to help educate, inspire, and activate the epilepsy community. We're always striving for what your zero can be for you. You know, the zero is different for everybody, but we're trying to activate and engage the community and to help everybody find out what they need to do. And they can go to stepstowardszero.com, find ways to help re-engage a conversation with your doctor, communicate with other people, join the conversation with other people who have epilepsy to help people know that you're not alone, and just really rethink where they are with their epilepsy journey and to help remove the stigma of epilepsy. You know, Hollywood does a really good job of selling what they think it is, and a lot of people with epilepsy kind of hide behind that because they're nervous or afraid or for whatever reason they might have. But to kind of step in front of that and own it a little bit, and sometimes it's easier to own it when you know other people are in it with you, which is kind of why I'm here talking today.
So you made the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You reached the highest of highs in terms of levels when it comes to being an NFL player. You're one of the greatest guards of all time. How did you battle with epilepsy throughout your career, and what do you want people to know about your journey?
Well, you know, my journey started as a freshman in high school. Christmas Eve was my first seizure. You know, and I was took some long time to find the right path for me to find out what was going on with me, to get diagnosed and to really find the right medication treatment for me. And I know everybody with epilepsy goes through that in their own form or way. And, you know, it never stops, right? We're always doing something to maintain our health, our body, trying to do the little bit of extra things that we have to do when you have a disease or a syndrome like epilepsy. So, you know, it's just one of those things that we go through and deal with, and we keep plugging and moving along. And that's one of the things that I like to talk about.
Did it ever almost derail your football career? Just wondering.
Well, you know, in the beginning, you know, this is back in 1991 and pre-internet. So you don't get your answers right away like we do today. So there was a long period of understanding what epilepsy is, understanding what I was going to be able to do. You know, that those months, long months of finding the right medication dose, you know, are we going to find one, knowing what's going to happen, what's the end result of this going to look like for me once you, you know, get there. And the real answer is that you never know what the end result is, which is why we're doing this, to give people, so many people lose their, they don't lose it, but it becomes normal is what I say. It becomes normal. You know, you haven't visited your doctors in several months. You don't know what else is new out there. It could have been years since you've seen a doctor and had a discussion. So that's why we're trying to activate the community to get out there and start those discussions again with your doctors and your support group.
The Pro Football Hall of Famer Alan Faneca here with us. I want to chat a little bit about LSU with you. Brian Kelly, in his first year as the head coach of the Tigers, got off to a slow start, but now sitting at 6-2 in a big game this weekend against Alabama. What have been your impressions in year one of the Brian Kelly era in Baton Rouge?
You know, a slow start, like you said, definitely a slow start. But, you know, I think it's starting to pick up some steam right here, and it's starting to get everybody excited of where we are. You know, I think roster-wise, we're still a ways away with, you know, the gut that happens when a college coach leaves in today's NCAA. But things are looking good. Now, I think really excited for a big game this week and just seeing how it's all going to play out for the Tigers at home at night.
Your Steelers, you know, you won a Super Bowl with them. You're one of the all-time great Steelers on the offensive line. What do you think about the direction of the franchise? Because this was one of those years where you went into it and you felt like with Pittsburgh that they just didn't have a team that could make a Super Bowl, let alone be a playoff team this season.
You know, they're going through their struggles. They got the growing pains with the young quarterback. now that he is the QB1. You know, other things are happening. It's not just him. It's a little bit more of a team thing, and I think some of it gets thrown on his shoulders. But there's definitely some work that needs to be done all around the team, especially on the offensive side of the ball, to be a little more consistent, help out the defense that is still playing really good despite losing their number one rusher there on the edge. It's tough to watch, but you still support him and hope for the best. And I think I've been in those situations in those seasons where things don't look good, and for all intents and purposes, you're probably not going to make the playoffs, but there's still work to be done. You can still work to improve and build the building blocks that you can stand on and start your next season off better.
Where's your confidence in Mike Tomlin that he's going to find a way to turn this around maybe for next season?
Oh, I mean, Mike's found ways ever since he's been there. So I think Mike's going to find a way, whether it's in the normal spot he looks and finds it, or if he needs to go looking somewhere else. So I don't have any problem with Mike and what he's going to do and how he's going to find the way to fix it, because he's a guy that doesn't leave a stone unturned and puts in the work and the hours and the energy to find the right people to get things turned around.
Wrapping up with the Pro Football Hall of Famer Alan Faneca on the Zach Gelb Show. Were you surprised that they traded Chase Claypool for the Bears' second-round pick?
I was a little surprised, especially since it breaks from a normal Steelers tradition dealing with trades. But it leads me to wonder if there was something there that they knew ahead of time, maybe what he was wanting contract-wise, or, something maybe that us as fans didn't know for them to make that trade right here in the middle of the season.
Before we let you run, everyone remembers your career about the Steelers, with the Steelers, and obviously you ended your career with New York and then the Arizona Cardinals. The Jets, you got to an AFC championship with them, and I know they were rolling, and then they released you in that offseason. No one ever expects to get cut, but sometimes you get some hints. Did that shock you in the moment? Because that was one move I never got.
It did catch me off guard. It's one of those things, after the fact, we were just really, we had some bad communication on my part and on their part. I had a shoulder issue, and I think they thought it was more of a problem than it was. And they thought I was trying to delay surgery just to, steal one more year, quote unquote. But I wasn't. I was really feeling okay. So I think there was just a bad communication on how I was feeling, on how I expressed it to them, and vice versa, where they thought I was, and it just led to what it was. It sucks. But, going back on it, looking on conversations I had after it all went down, I started to see concerns and those thoughts, and maybe I wasn't expressing myself the best, and they didn't come right out and ask it as well. So a little bit of bad communication on both parts.
How did you compare playing in Pittsburgh to playing with the Jets?
Oh, man, completely different types of organizations. Family-run organization in Pittsburgh to, anything you need and want in New York will do it for you. And so kind of a bigger picture when you get to New York, as far as just the staff and support team around it. So it was definitely a bigger run group than in Pittsburgh.
And one more time before we let you run, if people are interested in learning more about the Steps Towards Zero movement, how could they find out more about it?
First off, you go to stepstowardszero.com. You'll get all the information you need to talk to your doctor and join the conversation, and how to revisit your history and find out your new goals and figure out what you need to do. As well, you can go to social media and hashtag Steps Towards Zero, and Life Case Science will donate $1 to the Epilepsy Foundation if you use that hashtag and tell what your goal of zero means to you.
By the way, how much weight are you down? You're looking really slim these days.
I'm down about 75 pounds from when I played.
Wow.
Got down to 100 at one point, just to say I got down 100.
That's awesome. Well, we appreciate the time today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.